Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Good morning, everybody. I can't quite do that today. Good. Good morning, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. Dan Plucker in the house. Dan.
What's going on, Bart?
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here today. This is the first show you and I have ever done together.
That can't be true.
It is true. I've been here for almost 3 years, and I believe this is the first show just you and me, Bart.
You've been on my show.
It's true. I have a couple of times for like 20 minutes before Big Show.
Yeah, that's pretty fun.
Yeah, I always have a blast doing that.
But do you like being up so soon?
Here's the thing. I thought today was going to be absolutely brutal, but I did not sleep yesterday after staying here at the station 3:30 a.m. the night of the championship and then coming back into the studio at like 9:15.
Oh, you didn't sleep?
So I didn't sleep after that.
Oh, you and Toby.
So I got to bed at like 9:15 last night. So I'm pretty well rested for it being 6 a.m.
Yeah, I was really planning on going to bed last night early. And then I decided to watch the game again. I decided to watch game six. And I'm watching it right now. It's on NBA TV, the replay right now. And it's going to be on again in about an hour. And then they're going to show, it just said this on the bottom of NBA TV, Bucks championship parade. Still crazy.
Just unbelievable. And we were talking right before the show. We think both of us have watched this thing about like 5 or 6 times now because it's just constantly on here at the station. And today's the day we're actually celebrating it. Like we've been celebrating it here on The Fan ever since with all of you guys. But like the parade is actually happening today in downtown Milwaukee. I don't think it's hit a lot of people yet. Like this is actually a thing.
Yeah, I am excited. This is unbelievable. This is crazy. We're a day now removed, and clearly the celebration is caught up with me. The voice will be totally good by like in like 30 minutes. This is how it goes. On the way here, I basically did a segment of the show to myself to pipe up the chords. But I had a responsible night last night. I was just up watching the game again. And especially the last few minutes with the crowd shots, with when there's 30 seconds to go, when they're up 8. You know, somebody had asked me, Tim, one of the listeners, Tim, who's been my chair reporter downtown, said, when did you think it was over? And I said, finally, you know, even though we never trust the Bucks, even though, you know, we're always waiting for the other shoe to drop. When they were up 8 with 30 seconds to go, you knew. And rewatching the game, and those of you that were there, It wasn't even, like, there's cheering after a play. There's cheering after taking the lead. There's cheering after a big block. And then there's cheering knowing that you are right about to win the NBA championship. And it was just nuts in there. And the TV broadcast, big kudos to ABC after they finally got over the Giannis free throw obsession. That was a part of the broadcast I'll always be mad at. Zooming at one time on a Giannis free throw in Phoenix, they started on the, like, he's shooting the ball. They start on the wide shot of the whole arena and then zoom in. Like, they think, ooh, look at this shot. No, it's stupid. The free throw thing was stupid. But they show the crowd inside, and then they go outside with a shot of the Deer District, and then a wider shot of the Deer District. And it's just that moment, because I was down there, too, at the district, and I remember that. Everybody, I feel like at the same time, even if you were still a little cautious, and I know if you're a Bucks fan, you wait until it's 0-0-0. I did against the Hawks in Game 6. I couldn't celebrate till it was over. But you knew. Up 8 with 30 seconds. They just had to play it out. And then Giannis hits the free throw to get 50. And the crowd goes insane again. And then obviously they win. People are on the court. Giannis sitting down on the chairs. Giannis, I had heard the celebrations. We played the ABC part of it where Drew is talking and Giannis is talking and Chris is talking. But I had not watched that part yet until yesterday. And to see Giannis and Middleton, like, look at each other like, this is us. The Paul Rudd clip. What's he say? Who would have thought? Something.
Yeah, you know, it's something, I mean, like that, yeah.
I'm like the guy
look
who
at us.
Knows the meme but gets it wrong.
Yeah, it's look at us.
Look at us.
Look at us.
I'm like your grandma telling you the meme back. Did you see Ant-Man when he was like, here we are? That's how I do it. That's how I, but so I had not seen that part. And when he's like tapping on Bud's shoulder, when he's hugging Horst, Giannis, all these different moments that I had not seen being in the pandemonium and then, you know, doing the show the next day. I'm going to rewatch this thing forever and pick up little things along the way. Just awesome to see. I'm just so pumped that this is real. And now we're going to do a parade today. Which, okay, this parade. So I've been setting up chairs, as you know. Now it's okay to set up some chairs. People are out there now setting up chairs. So now it's okay. I was too early. I've been setting up chairs for 2 weeks. They keep getting taken by the Department of Public Works.
See, you're just the psychic of Milwaukee. You knew, like, long before everybody else. And now, like, people are saying, we're saying, maybe Bart should be a little embarrassed for all this stuff. Now the city of Milwaukee should be embarrassed for taking all those chairs from you, because
yeah, I agree.
You were just like way ahead of the curve.
Yeah, I was also not on the route. I also miscalculated where the chairs would be, where the parade would be. I kept putting them on Wisconsin Avenue, but a part of the parade that is not, or a part of the street that's not on the parade. Then, my last time out, I put chairs on right in front of City Hall. And the parade is going to go by City Hall, because if Barrett wants my chairs so bad and all of his goons, I was just going to set them up and make it easy for him. But no, they took them, too. So I don't have any chairs. So I thought, all right, I'm going to weasel my way in. I'm going to go be media man today, then. If you're not going to give me a good seat, I'm going to weasel my way in on the media podium and quote unquote work the parade.
How much cheering are you going to be doing in the media section?
Well, I won't cheer, of course.
Okay. Well, I had to ask because, you know, like we always say you can't cheer in the media, but like, does that really apply to parades?
I don't know. We've never had one.
Exactly. That's why I have to ask.
That's why I asked
if you're going to cheer.
I do know that if you see me, because a lot of people have said, hey, Bart, we got to have a beer together. Okay. All right. That's why I say work in quotes. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. I ran into Freems the other day at the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, I said, I'm happy for you for all this. I said, but I couldn't do it. I couldn't, like, you went as media one night.
Mm-hmm.
I'll probably regret it having that opportunity, but not doing it. I had to be a fan. I couldn't be reserved. I keep taking my shirts off. I can't go put on a polo and go sit with the media. And he said, that's why these masks are great. I can cheer and nobody knows. He just screams through the mask and he's like, they don't know where it's coming from. 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. We have a parade today. We have a parade, and it is today, and it is in 5 hours. You know what? I think that Milwaukee bars this weekend and restaurants, just send your employees home. Everyone's going to be so fatigued from Tuesday into yesterday into today that there's going to be a lot of... I think I'm just going to lay low this weekend, I think. Although it is Wisconsin, so we'll say that at 5 p.m. and then be out at the bars by 6:30. Well, you got to get a fish fry, and then the old fashions were tasting good, and then Jerry came down. We haven't seen Jerry in a while, and played a game of darts, and next thing you know, I'm tipping the hop. Q is on the east side. Q, what's up, buddy?
Bart, I'm about to walk into my office, but I drove down Wisconsin. The cops are setting up big fences. They're walking down the street, measuring things off. I am just so excited. I talked to you yesterday, and I had just got to the office for a big meeting, and my hangover didn't set in until 10:30.
Oh, so it didn't set in. Oh, no.
No, when I talked to you, the hangover had not set in yet.
So were you still drunk?
No comment. And then... luckily, the meeting went really well, but I was hungover until 11 p.m. last night, like just before I went to bed.
So, were you just power through it, or did you go home, or what?
I left at like 2 o'clock, but I feel like a million bucks today. I'm ready for this parade. I was just telling Plucker I'm planning on doing a team outing and taking my whole team to the parade this morning because we're just a couple blocks off Wisconsin, and then we'll follow the parade in, but I'm just so excited. I can't believe this is happening. Really thankful for the fan. You guys have been awesome, and we're just really lucky to have all you guys.
Well, that's nice to say. Thank you. I mean, likewise, back to you guys. I look at these last 2 months, and I remember right away the interactions with everybody, you know? And the calls, the last 2 months, you're like actually a relatively normal sounding dude, because the calls have gotten progressively more bonkers as the run got deeper. And well, talking to everybody, I think that's been so fun.
Yeah, I was listening to some callers around 5 o'clock, and it was some older gentlemen talking about what it means to them because they've seen all 50 years and one guy talking about watching the game with his grown son who's about my age and them just hugging, and it got to me because I lost my dad about 12 years ago, and I know how excited he would be for this game. So it's like, I don't know, it's like I was saying 2 days ago, it's an emotional roller coaster, but I'm just so happy for this city. And I can't wait to celebrate with everybody today. So, Bucks in six forever.
Yeah, forever now. Q, thanks for the call, buddy. Good to chat with you. Let's not let today, today's the parade, and they're going to get on the podium. They're planning around 12:30. Let's not let today be the end of this thing. I just want to celebrate this forever. This is an NBA championship that we have in Milwaukee. I want to celebrate that every day. I want every day to be like yesterday, where we take calls and just celebrate. I don't want to do anything else.
I know. Like, we've been so blessed with this Bucks championship run, like, just for our own content here on The Fan, because it's caused us to not talk about freaking Aaron Rodgers for the last 12 weeks of the NBA playoffs. Like, I'm very nervous because I don't want to go back into that, because this is just so much fun. Like, this run has just been so much fun. There's been so much to talk about, so much to break down, so many people, like, calling in and telling us their great stories, like Hugh just did with, like, wishing his dad was here and wishing he was able to celebrate with him. And, like, so many people just coming together around this Bucks championship run. It's been something truly special and something that you don't really get to witness a lot, especially here in sports radio. So it's just been a lot of fun, and I hope it never ends. I'm with you, Bart. Like, let's just talk about this Bucks championship for the next, like, 10 years, and then we can talk about Aaron Rodgers retiring and being a Packer and not having to get into any of that.
Yeah, I never want to talk. Yeah. Bart Winkler, Dan Plucker, normally with the Wendy's Big Show. When you guys talked to people yesterday, and Toby will be back on Monday, big props to Toby.
Oh, yeah.
Who, you know, you were here. Oh, yeah, I'm mad at you.
Wait, you're mad, Toby?
No, you.
Oh, and me. Why are you mad at me?
You took a picture of me, passed out on the couch.
Okay, that wasn't even the worst picture of you from that night, though.
Oh, okay, thanks. Thank you. Thank you very much. Toby woke me up at 4:40 yesterday. He's like, hey, you good? And I'm like, already? Then our boss called.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, are you good? I had to, like, audition on the phone to him, you know. Yes, boss, I am good to talk on the radio. Okay, have fun. But the show yesterday, we still got to talk about this game.
We haven't even talked about the game.
Like, we haven't even talked about the game. It was people calling in and being excited, and it was everybody wanted to share their stories. Everybody wanted to share where they were. Everybody wanted to, I feel like every call yesterday, and this is a good thing, every call was like, hey, man, this has been so fun. I remember this moment, blah, blah, blah. It was bad. It was, and now yesterday I was this. And it's just great to hear, and I don't want that to stop. We haven't been here, okay? I know the Packers won in 2010. I wasn't in sports radio at the time. We're so used to having a team win or lose, and then I did see some of you guys already talking about, like, well, can we re-sign this guy? Why even go down that right. route? I just want to bask in this for as long as possible. And I think that's what I'm going to do.
I think that's what we should do. Like, I think that's what the city of Milwaukee should do. We shouldn't be looking forward at all yet. Like, you just won a freaking championship. And it's the first time it's happened in the city in 50 years. Like, let's enjoy this. Let's enjoy this. I've been saying that since a couple weeks ago when I was filling in, and I said, guys, like, let's just enjoy this journey. Who cares about Coach Bud and whether or not he should be fired? Who cares if Chris Middleton is a superstar or not? Who cares about any of this bogus? Like, let's just enjoy this run. And now I think it's caught up to some people that, like, it's over and they didn't enjoy it because they were just waiting for the other shoe to drop, and it never did. It never dropped.
Well, that's what I try to tell people. And I'm normally the one that you guys tell me to enjoy the ride. And I say, why enjoy the ride if I know I'm going to crash at the end? And I just thought with this team, that wasn't going to happen. I mean, even Giannis yesterday, and we're going to hear from a bunch of these guys yet today, because there's just so much. I don't ever want to talk about the Packers again. Like, I just don't. And I'm sure I'll change. But right now, I don't want to talk about them. I want to talk about the Brewers, but not yet. Maybe in October when they go through this too.
Or the trade deadline that's in like a week. Then we can talk about that when they trade for somebody big. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But and they have then. Sunday night baseball at home this weekend.
Yeah.
And that would normally be the highlight of our summer. It's like, oh, yeah, the Brewers, Sunday night. That should be fun. They've lost two in a row now. 414-799-1250. Are they too distracted with the Bucks to focus?
They did look hungover in that game yesterday.
On baseball. I didn't know it was a day game.
Yeah, neither did I. I didn't even know. Sparky was like, hey, yeah, doesn't the game start at 1:10? We have to do all these reads for the game. I was like, I have no clue. I don't care.
I
the Bucks just won a championship.
I was ready to watch the game last night. And then I looked at my phone and it said Brewers Royals third inning. I said, what have I done? That's just how great this run is. The Brewers are having a really fun and incredible year. And they're very good. And I didn't know what time the game was yesterday. I felt pretty bad about that. I felt pretty stupid. So at some point, we'll get into the Brewers. They have a chance to do what this was. But even this NBA run, like a postseason run, I think back to the 2018 Brewers, when we really got into it, there was like that last week where all of a sudden they just kept catching up and catching up on the Cubs. And I went down to St. Louis for the clincher, game 163, we'll always remember. And then they played the Rockies, and then they played the Dodgers. And it was, it was a good 3-4 weeks. Of fun, everyday stuff. This Bucks playoff run started, I think, on the 24th of May. This has been 2 months of this. I talked to somebody yesterday, just catching up, being Bucks fans, and he said, every day I've gone like hard partying for 4 times a week for 2 months, and harder every game. So it's just been, even if like that's not, how you watch a game, it's probably for the best, but it's been a game, and then we talk about the game, and then the next day there is another game. It's just like perfectly spaced where each game can kind of breathe and become its own thing, but then you look ahead to the next game right away. You think of other playoff runs, the Brewers, it's like you play today, you play tomorrow. The Packers, you play, and now you don't play for another week.
But we talk about it all week.
We talk about it all week, and by Friday, we just play trivia because we're so talked out about it. But these Bucks games, it's you get a good solid day to talk about it, and then it can breathe, and then you talk about the next game, and then you really just are able to soak in the entirety of the run. This has been so long. Remember the big story around this playoff run was Tyler Hero's dad went in the women's restroom. Remember how long ago that was? I totally forgot about that being a thing. I totally forgot about it. You had the Heat series. You blew them out. You destroyed them.
After some people were picking them to win.
Yeah. You had the Nets series, which was an all-timer. And, I don't want to forget about that series. It was so long ago. Yeah. I got to go rewatch that one at some point. The Hawks series with Giannis getting hurt and the Bucks losing some games that they shouldn't. And then the Suns series, you go down 2-0. And that's what I wanted to say earlier is Giannis, they were down 2-0. And he said, we remember when the Raptors did that to us. We were up 2-0. And I try to think, what is the other team's mindset? And they were able to do it, so why can't we do it? I just thought that all of the things that they've been through from the Raptors series specifically to the bubble to then even this year, I just thought that they were going to overcome that. And Giannis, him ascending, him in these finals, he has taken a leap from the Eastern Conference Finals to the finals. He's a really good basketball player, duh. But he's like way better than he was a month ago. It's just unbelievable. All of this is it's believable, but it's also unbelievable. It's just been such a magic ride, such a magic run, and I don't want that to end. We're gonna have the playoff, we're gonna have the parade today. I want to like get hard into the Olympics now, just because Drew and Chris are on there, and everybody's joking about the plane trip they're gonna have to take with Booker. There's got to be a different, can't he just go right now? He doesn't have to wait for the Bucks parade, right?
He wouldn't want to be in the States for the Bucks parade anyway.
No, he needs, if he's not in Japan right now, he's made a mistake. You go and just get to Japan right away. But Middleton.
Unless he pulls a Monty Williams and just shows up on one of the floats today.
Dude, I did not like that. I don't know if that's a contrarian opinion. I didn't like it. Monty, that's great. Good sportsmanship. Slip a note under the door and say, good job, team.
Or like the next time you come to Phoenix for a game, you say
they're trying to celebrate. I don't need a buzzkill of the coach you just beat coming in here.
Yeah, I see your point. I thought it was a thing of respect, but the more I think about it, it's like the other team is celebrating a championship and you just walked in. Like you're the nemesis for the last 2 weeks, basically.
Well, it's something that looks like a class act. It looks like it. And right away you see it and you're like, what a class act. And then the more you think about it, you're like, why? What was he doing? Why did he go in the locker room after the game there? Giannis is wearing goggles with a cigar, and you want to come and say, you made me better? Save that for the shrink. Well, come on. It's our time. Mike the Painter, what's up, buddy?
That's the best part. Yeah, really, that was kind of tacky. I get it, but that's what the court is for, you know, after the game. You know, you go congratulate them and, you know, throw some stuff on Twitter later. You know, you don't go and bust into their locker room when they're celebrating.
Like, it really looks like a cool thing. Then I think it's a mirage. It's like good sportsmanship mirage.
Right, it was their time. You know, that the time for that was at the end of the game when, you know, when you're still on the court, you go and shake the hands of the guys, and that's it. I've never seen that happen ever in my own entire life.
No.
That was kind of like trying to upstage them. I was taken away from the champs. Come on, Monty.
How you feeling? Yeah.
I feel great today. I feel 100% better. Oh, man. I was so just, wow. That's like you guys were saying, the ride that we were on. Man, the ups and downs. You know, and then they keep on trying to take away from how good Giannis is. I was listening to the Talking Heads this morning on the way in, since we don't have anything good to listen to from 5 until 6 anymore. Fan, come on. Get with this program here. We need an hour worth of pregame.
You want me to start coming in at 5?
Well, someone.
I did that yesterday. No way.
Take that for the team, you know.
The difference between a 4-hour show and a 5-hour show.
Ryan did. You see how then you guys.
Yeah, you know how how much he loved doing that show off the air. God, he wouldn't stop complaining about it.
I wouldn't doubt it. He's getting up at 4 in the morning to get into the studio.
With the show that didn't have his name on it.
Yeah, and he had nobody here helping him.
He didn't even have his name on it. That's right.
He had nobody here helping him. He's got to play a soundbite to take a call.
That just shows you guys should have never lost him. That's how dedicated the guy was.
Yeah, we're happy for him, though.
There was no way. The BetQL Audio Network boys, they made him an offer he couldn't refuse.
That's I hear you.
And he deserves every penny.
No, he does.
They're paying Horvat $2.5 million per year.
I heard it was 3.
He's probably making that with all his bets.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
He's going to be buying, you know, a network himself pretty soon.
You going to the parade?
I can't. When is the parade? Now I'm upset that I took off of work yesterday.
11.
Well, I guess I can't because I'm working. Why would they do that at 11 o'clock?
They want to get it done with ASAP.
Yeah, I guess. But no, now I can't experience the parade.
They want to celebrate when the emotion's high, and also I think, like, Coach Bud is big into vacations, and he wants to get the hell out of here. What else? Middleton and Drew have to go to Tokyo.
Who cares about that?
You know Giannis is going to go back to Greece with the trophy, too.
The Olympics aren't even going to happen.
No, they already started.
Yeah, I know, and it's probably going to get shut down.
Hey, I'm watching them right now. Here, I'm going to turn on them right now. Right now I'm watching Game 6. There's 6 minutes to go.
If you turn on the other TV, the soccer game is on, Bart.
The Bucks. Oh, yeah, okay.
You don't want to watch the soccer game.
Why?
It's Japan. Germany, Brazil, I think.
No, not even close. Is there two games on?
I can't believe the women.
Yeah.
44 games.
Germany, Brazil is about to kick off.
Snapped.
Oh.
3-0, Bart. Can you believe that?
Because I'm watching Japan, South Africa. Mike, Plucker and I are having a conversation like you're not even here.
I know.
Sorry, Mike.
I would feel insulted.
See, when Toby's here, he's all nice and a gentleman. Dan comes in here and he just talks over you. Doesn't pay you any respect.
It's like I'm not even relevant at all.
Mike, remember a year ago when I put you in a promo and it was exciting, and now you've been in like every other promo we run?
I'm still excited. I'm elated with all the stuff you guys do. You're the best part. I love this platform. This platform's awesome.
Jojo tweets in and says, Mike the Painter sounds like a new person compared to how he sounded yesterday.
Thanks, Jojo.
Well, it's a bummer you won't be at the parade.
Yeah, that sucks. That really does.
Can you watch it?
Well, yeah, I could probably watch it. I got Hulu.
Okay, otherwise,
still not the same.
On our esteemed station, we will be carrying the parade.
You should live stream it from your seats.
I'm actually going to weasel my way into the media.
No, you're
going to
be on a float?
I will not be on a float.
Come on, bud.
I am Coach Bud.
You are.
Yeah, if I was ever going to try to be Coach Bud today, would be the day, right?
So does Coach Bud get the pass now? Can he be our coach for the next 4 years, 5 years?
Yeah. I don't want to do what I did with McCarthy.
No.
Where they won and I said he could coach forever, but
you got to look at the big picture with Coach Bud. That guy, since he came here, he's done a lot for the Milwaukee Bucks.
I'm off the fire bud train.
2 years, top team in the league. Yeah, you know, you get your growing pains from your athletes, you know, with the playoffs and stuff. But we're champs.
I still think they could have done this a lot easier with a better coach. But
I don't know. I like the coach.
The time for that he did a very good job.
You got two different teams that you took. If that pandemic didn't hit, we would have had championship. That was our championship year. When we went into the bubble, that was our championship team before this one. That team was awesome. I swear, if that pandemic didn't hit, we would be champs two times now.
What if the pandemic didn't hit and then we didn't win last year and we wouldn't have won this year? Maybe we won because of the pandemic.
We would have won because we would have been still making the same moves. We would have got Drew Holiday.
You never know.
Yeah, never know. That's true.
Pandemic.
Pandemic.
Yep, plandemic.
Plandemic.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Thanks for giving me the time there, Bart, to start my morning off.
Yeah, I gave you another 8 minutes today.
I feel like a guest.
You're welcome anytime.
Thanks, guys.
Mike the Painter.
Have a great day. Enjoy the parade.
See you, buddy.
Mike the Painter, a guest that Dan likes to talk over. I'm sorry, Mike. Appreciate you.
Yeah, what the hell are you doing?
I don't know. I was trying to have a conversation with you, and he kind of just kept talking, and I felt bad. But that's why I turned my mic off.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, on most shows, you take a call, you get the point, you move on. I just talk to people. Mike the Painter, I think. So what is like the average phone call time? A minute?
Big show, it's like minute 32 minutes probably.
Okay. This week alone, what is today? Thursday? I think Mike the Painter's got a combined 47 minutes of airtime on three calls. But I like to talk to him.
Yeah, that's
and
great.
And he seems to have fans. Mike the Painter has got fans.
That's right.
799-1250, 414-799-1250, talking about this parade. Obviously, we got to talk about Giannis yesterday. Where most superstars, think of when you see the NBA Finals, and then where do you see the players next? You see them in Vegas at a club, hanging out and really celebrating. Giannis was at a Chick-fil-A drive-thru. pretty insane. And he went live on Instagram, and then he couldn't, like, get out of the line because people, somehow a news camera got there quickly. Like, within,
yeah, that was ridiculous.
Within 5 minutes.
That was ridiculous.
You can tell they're in the newsroom. They're in the newsroom sitting there. Giannis pops up on Instagram. He's in his car. He's got his trophies. And then all of a sudden he parks at the restaurant in the drive-thru. And then, you know, someone was like, get someone over there. We need a video.
And he got really mad at that person. Did you see that?
Giannis was mad at the camera?
Oh, yeah. He like pointed him out and said, ah, oh, this guy. And then he like moved him out. He asked him to move out of the way for fans to get closer to him.
I watched a good most of it. I watched most of it because it was timed well. After the show, I have a meeting after the show every day, 15-minute meeting.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, in the bathroom.
Oh.
and then I saw the Instagram pop up. So, I mean, obviously I'm on my phone.
Right. We all are. It's okay.
So, did watch most of it. We'll play the highlights. There's highlights.
Yeah, I made those yesterday.
There's highlights to Instagram Live. This is just so fun. 799-1250. More coming up.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, this is why I love Milwaukee. This is why I chose to stay. Because we celebrated together. It's been like this is day one. It's been like this is day one. And I love this.
Chicken nugs. I want 50 chicken nugs. Chicken nugs. Chicken nugs. Not 49, but 50 nugs. Chicken nugs. I'm driving with my trophies to go get a 50 piece and a Sprite, half lemonade and half of the soda. I love my chicken nugs.
No ice.
No ice.
You forgot the no ice part.
So a lot of people then went and did that yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that. It was a cool little trend going on.
Yeah, a lot of people decided to go get 50 nuggets with the Giannis. I've never had a half Sprite, half lemonade. Is that a thing?
It is, yeah. I used to drink them a bunch growing up.
Like, they're packaged?
No. You just, like, take your big cup from Wendy's or wherever, and then you fill it up with lemonade and Sprite, and that's it. Like, it's not like it's
pre-packaged. Who told you to do that?
I don't know. I think I just tried it one day. It tastes like fizzy lemonade. I don't know. It's good.
Because everybody, you know, you mix at that. You mix at the soda dispenser.
Right.
A time or two. I mix Diet Coke and Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
I do that. But those are like two browns.
Yeah.
And he's mixing a white and a yellow. You know, that's different.
The colors of soda. But yes, no, but it still tastes good because Sprite is like a lemon lime thing.
Sorry, I'm watching game six.
Yeah.
It's on TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might just watch it here. Can I take another commercial? Or should I just watch it?
They're about to win.
Yeah, Bucks are about to win again.
Okay.
On NBA TV. Chris Paul up the court. Booker, the three. No good. Giannis on the board. Middleton. 45 seconds to go. And he's fouled. Middleton actually almost lost that ball. That almost wasn't a foul. Middleton almost, that was a turnover. That should have been a turnover. Middleton lost the ball. And I'm not sure he was fouled. Middleton tries to cross over. Goes the other way. Yeah, no, that's not a foul. That's a steal. Who cares? They won.
They won. It doesn't matter.
They won.
Whether the refs were good or not, the Bucks won.
All right, it's 103-96 Bucks. 44.7 to go. The Bucks on the verge of their first NBA championship in 50 years. Middleton, that's good. Okay, here's the 8-point lead I was talking about earlier. The Suns are going to miss a shot, and then the Bucks are going to call timeout. Paul, a desperate three. Middleton, the rebound. Giannis to Drew. And then they don't foul yet. He gets it to Chris. Paul finally fouls. And there we go.
That was an awesome moment when they started to realize that this was actually happening. Like the players on the court.
This is the moment I've watched 100 times.
Yeah.
And then in like 15 seconds, PJ Tucker and Giannis have a moment on the court. That's really cool. And like the NBA, I can't, like, there's TV rights and radio rights, and we can't come on here and just do play by play ourselves. I think 2 days later we can.
I think you're safe.
Yeah. Do I need the express written consent of anybody to do this? I don't think I do.
I don't think so.
414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. More on Giannis. That was the coolest thing ever. Just and a great example of who he is. And he's got both trophies with him. So humble. Just a really cool thing. Court is on his way to the parade. Yeah, so they're letting people set up chairs now, I see. I saw it on the news already, people setting up for a parade, but Barty couldn't keep his chairs down there, Court.
Chairs?
Oh.
The heck they need chairs for? You stand up and, you know what I'm saying, cheer your team in. They ain't sitting down. Who wants to sit?
Well, you got to reserve a spot.
We've been on the bench for 50 years. It's time to stand up and let them know that we here to support them. If that's what they want to do, that's up to them. That won't be me. So, Bart, I got to take her for the $50, and I'm off today to go down to the parade. It worked out.
You offered somebody $50 to take your shift, right?
Yeah, so I won't have to lose my job.
So
I don't start till 5 in my other job, so I'll be okay.
All right, so this job, is that somebody that also works there, or did you pluck some guy off the street?
No, she works there.
Okay.
She canceled her doctor's appointment.
because she'll get paid to work, obviously, from your employer. But then you're also paying another 50.
Yeah, so she gets $50 off the top, and then she punches in, and then she serves for lunch. Maybe makes another $80 or $100. So good for her.
Oh, Court, good work.
Good for her. You know what? If she would have said, don't tell her this now, but if she would have said, give me $100, I probably would have gave it to her.
Yeah, I was going to say $50. I mean, if she canceled a doctor's appointment, geez.
Yeah, well, you know, some people got to do what they got to do to get things done. And my focus is on Wisco Avenue, riding down Wisco with a flag in my hand. Ayo!
Do you know where you're going to post up, Court?
What's up?
Where are you going to try to be?
You know what? I'm not sure. I'm going with some other people. They have the plan. I'm just following suit.
All right. Sounds good. All right.
Roll with the punches.
Well, look for me. I'll be the one in the Bengal costume. If you see me, just come tackle me. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Remember, we're going to do that chat. So I'll bring the bottle of makers over.
Oh, no. Actually, please don't tackle Bengal. I'll be wearing a fan polo.
Okay.
Yeah.
So tackle you.
Yeah. I deserve to be tackled. Yeah.
Hey, today is epic for our city, man. We've been waiting 50 years for this. After all the hoopla and the disrespect, Milwaukee finally gets their chance to be champions, and the rest of the world can respect that. If they don't, they can take a long walk off a short bridge. Because this is our city. You don't have to like it, but we love it. Born and bred, Milltown forever, baby. Go Bucks. Fear the deer. Let's get it in, Bart. Hell.
Thanks, Court. Have fun.
We'll do.
I gave him $50 to get down the parade. Probably a good move for him. Mike is in Bayview. Mike, what's up?
Bart, what a good day, huh? Good morning, Bart. How about that?
All right, my voice a little shot today, but let me try. Good morning, Mike. Oh, I'm doing good.
First things first, heading down the parade right now, and I live in Bayview, and I was just kind of driving around, just collecting my thoughts, and I drove past the Cousins Center, and I don't know if any other fan has really kind of talked about this, but 5 years ago, this team practiced in a church basement, Bart. Let's just think about that and where we've come and what Giannis and Middleton have done for this city, and it's going to be a good day. It's going to be a very, very raucous crowd, and I'm excited to be part of it.
Good. I'm glad that you guys that are on your way down are starting to call in, because I was getting worried. Every Bucks fan that I talked to was telling me they couldn't make it. I was starting to get like worried that no one was going to be there.
Oh, it's gonna be a good time. I guarantee there's going to be a bunch of people who have, you know, 2 or 3 hour liquid lunches today. So that'll be fun.
Yeah, everyone be safe. Okay, let me be the dad again.
Go Bucks, all right?
Hey, have fun. Mike's heading down there. Okay, so you guys are getting your spots early. That's a pretty good idea. Wish someone would have thought of that 2 weeks ago. I got to stop griping about my chairs being stolen because I wasn't even on the right route. where I kept putting my chairs. And Wisconsin Avenue, we just have always assumed if there was going to be a parade, it would be on Wisconsin Avenue. There was never any communication ever. We just assumed.
It was the right road, just the wrong spot.
Yeah, we were right. It's going to start at Wisconsin Avenue, kind of by the, you know, that part, by the museums.
Yeah.
And then it's going to come to water, turn down water, and then hop on over to Fiserv. Yeah, I was on the other side of the river. I screwed that up. Oh, well, maybe next year.
Maybe next year.
I was already thinking last night, if they win like another one, will it be as fun? Will we be as crazy? Will 65,000 people want to go to the Deer District if they win next year?
Yes.
I was already thinking that. Let's not get too ahead of ourselves. All right, it's 105.98, 9.5 seconds to go. Booker, 3, no good. PJ Tucker, the rebound. And he's going to walk it out, and the Milwaukee Bucks are NBA champions. Oh, God. Yes, this is what's happening. I have just stopped talking so that I could watch TV while on the air. Wow. Now, Giannis's mom, somebody pointed out, I think Jake pointed this out to me last night.
Mm-hmm.
She is wearing the hat he wore on draft day when he was drafted.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Man.
And then, so Drew Holiday, both of his brothers were there too, and they were both wearing his jersey. So it's a Bucks jersey with Holiday on the back. So all three of them were there. And Brandon Jennings, I don't know if you saw, but last night, like late last night, he posted pictures of him carrying the trophy. Like they gave him the opportunity to take pictures.
Oh, Jennings,
with the Larry O'Brien Jennings trophy.
Jennings was celebrating, and like he put up 50. I mean, he was everywhere. He was having the time of his life.
I know. I'm so jealous of him.
Well, he should. I mean, Bucks and six, but that doesn't happen without Jennings.
Bucks and six, always. That's for the culture.
For the
Bucks
culture.
Bucks and six. And then it happened. And Giannis, while in the drive-thru.
Hey, Bucks and six! 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 Bucks and six!
So great. What a moment.
I wish I was at the Chick-fil-A.
What a moment. You know, I watched some of the late night talk shows last night to see if they were going to talk about the Bucks. Jimmy Fallon started with two really like Jay Leno dumb jokes. I don't even remember what they were. They weren't funny. Stephen Colbert didn't mention it at all. He did like 30 minutes on Bill Barr or something. And then Anthony Anderson was in for Jimmy Kimmel, did like the first 10 minutes on it. And then they interviewed people on the street to try to have them spell Giannis Antetokounmpo. We're still doing that?
I thought that was like a 5-year ago thing.
But it was kind of cool because they would interview, they'd bring somebody on the street. They gave the first person $5 if they got it right. They didn't. And they kept doubling it. $10.
Oh.
Next person couldn't get it. 20. It got up to $1,200. And then they found a kid wearing a Giannis jersey. And he got it right. And so they gave him the money. And then brought him to the show. So that was kind of neat. That's last night on Jimmy Kimmel Live. Anthony Anderson filling in. Matt is in Suamico. And you're going to the parade?
You got it.
There we go.
I am. I'm just passing Sheboygan right now. I'm on my way down.
Was it much thought for you to make this drive, or no?
Oh, hell no, hell no, no thought at all. I mean, it was as soon as it ended. I told my wife, I'm going down whenever the parade is. So went to work yesterday, which was hard, but made it through. And once the word came down that it was happening and the time and everything, I shot an email over to my supervisor, and I was like, hey, not gonna be here tomorrow. So, and he was like, yep, no, I get it, man, I get it. That's perfectly fine. So, yeah, I am just so pumped right now. I can't even tell you how pumped I am.
So, did you ever get down here for a game or no?
No, I didn't. I get a little intimidated by the large crowds of people like that. So, I watched it in the comfort of my home. I had my wife, my 7-year-old, my 7-year-old daughter has been along for the ride. And
awesome.
She's taking it a little hard though now because there's no more games to watch.
Well, I know.
Yeah. Like, we got so used to that, kind of like what you were talking about. You know, you had the one game, and then a couple days later, you got another game, and we really love that routine. And it's going to take a little while to get used to not having a Bucks game to watch.
You could get into the Olympics.
Hey, yeah, we don't want to talk about that.
Oh. Okay.
I just keep thinking back, and I know it's kind of weird to think back to the Jason Kidd days of the Bucks and how they got out-rebounded every single game, and effort and energy. Like, do you remember that? Effort and energy. That's all they talked about.
Yeah, he said it every night.
Yeah, every night. And now, since Bud came in, that it's gone. Like, they have that effort and energy all the time. They're consistently out-rebounding teams every game. I mean, that's why they won this series. Those offensive rebounds, the second chances, all that stuff. It's just so refreshing. Like, just, I can't get over it. I just cannot get over this team. Oh, they're just great.
Are you going to the parade with anybody or just yourself?
I have a bunch of buddies. I went to school at UWM, and so I have a bunch of buddies that still live in Milwaukee. I'm meeting up with them, and we're gonna find a spot somewhere, either along the road or at the celebration stage. I need to be a part of that.
Yeah.
I need to be a part of that.
Well, have fun, dude. This should be a fun day, man.
Awesome. Thanks, Barty. Thanks to the fan. You guys are great. Enjoy it. Bucks and six always.
Bucks and six always. That is for the culture. Suamico, just north of Green Bay, if you guys aren't familiar. And Matt's making the voyage down. Wait, Matt, you just told me you don't like big crowds of people. Now you're coming to the parade. That's just clicking with me.
Special occasion? That's what I was thinking too.
But you got to be a part of it. I mean, if you've been watching the games up there for 2 months, you got to be a part of it in some way. So that's pretty cool that he's able to get down here. 414-799-1250. There is a parade today in Milwaukee that starts in 4 hours for a team that has won a championship. We are actually doing it. It is actually happening. I remember this day every year. Every year, I get home and turn on the TV. Oh, yeah, Cleveland's doing their parade. Oh, yeah, Toronto's doing their... Oh, Golden State, that's pretty cool. That'd be cool. Did LA ever have one? I don't think LA ever had one for the Lakers. Did they?
I don't know. Probably not. Because of COVID and everything?
Yeah. The plandemic. 414-799-1250. We kid about terrible things. More coming up next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.